Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is 12:07. I feel like welcome back, Kata. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me. I'll be here for the next 3 hours doing this show. We've got some amazing guests lined up on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. My producer, Lindsey Brown, is at the historic WCCO Radio studio. Al Schock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news, weather, and information. And I am here at my Cottage Grove studio doing the show from home, and just got back from my hometown of Houston, Texas. I went from 89 degrees outside to the chilly weather that I'm experiencing right now. And so at any moment, I expect my kids' body to be responding to that, and they should be needing Benadryl or some kind of Motrin or ibuprofen, because that weather change was an absolute shocker. Now, speaking of traveling, my traveling friend, Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy, is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And Brian, I want to get right into this, because when I saw it, I was very confused. I saw that Tim Walz was having town hall meetings, and I thought, oh, where is he? Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Cottage Grove, Newport, Edina, North Minneapolis. Oh, maybe he's in Greater Minnesota somewhere. Maybe he's in Ely. Perham. Where's Governor Walz? He's not even in the state. He like crisscrossing around other states. What the hell is going on, Brian? Is he running for president?
Well, 100% he's running for president. But I'm going to be a little Tim Walz negative here, but he was certainly in the state when it came to spending $18 billion. And now when we're facing a $6 billion deficit, he's in Wisconsin and he's in Nebraska. And, you know, he's running for president, but he's also going to be trying to run for governor. And I think that the Walz team does not understand how damaged he is in the state of Minnesota. He might have a better chance running for president than he does to get reelected as governor.
Okay, now, are you being a little hateration right now? Are you being a little hater right now? Or is this really what people are saying in the street?
Well, here's what I would say, is that when he was running for president, when he was running for vice president, and when things were looking good, everybody wanted to be on Team Tim. And okay, then, as soon as they lose, he and Kamala Harris, they lose, then all of a sudden, people are pointing out all of these flaws. And I think that they're over-exaggerating his flaws, but they also over-exaggerated his virtues when he was running. Mm. And they miscast him. And that has put him in a bad light. Remember, Congressman Tim Walz had an A-plus rating from the NRA. He was very moderate. He represented the first congressional district, which was represented by Republicans before him and was represented by Republicans after him. And the reason that he was able to be so successful, kind of like Angie Craig, is that he represented the district. He mirrored his constituents. But in order to become governor, he had to become Twin Cities Tim. And he had to become extraordinarily progressive. And that worked for him. You know, he got, you know, Peggy Flanagan to be his lieutenant governor. He would not be governor without her because she was his link to the progressive wing of the party. But then, as soon as he became governor, he had to essentially, and I don't mean this in an inappropriate way, he had to pay off those campaign promises to the progressive left. And that made him no longer a moderate. That made him a progressive Democrat, which a lot of people liked. I'm sure that you liked a lot of that, of what he was mm-hmm. doing. But then when the Harris campaign brought him on, they pointed to him and they said, go get us white men. Well, Congressman Tim Walz would have been the exact person to do that. But Governor Tim Walz no longer was the hunter guy, no longer was the gun guy, no longer was the guy that you wanted to have a beer with. So he was ultimately miscast because they pushed him from the middle to the left. And now he kind of, you know, which is the real Tim? And I think the state of Minnesota has kind of, they've kind of lost sight on what he really is. And I think to a certain extent, he got a taste of the national spotlight and does not want to give that up.
Mm. So what's the goal, though, of these town halls? Because I know that a lot of people were calling for town halls. They were calling for the Republican representatives and senators to come to their districts and talk to the people, and they have not. Is he filling the void of the Republicans who won't face their constituents because they're siding with Trump and they're not listening to their voter base? Or is this something bigger that, you know, we're not seeing yet? Because, you know, people are talking about Trump and they say he's already campaigning again in the speech that he made this week.
Well, here's what I would say. I would say it can be both things, because the Republicans are finding out that some of these extreme projected cuts, they hurt red states as much as blue states, sometimes even more. So when they're not in their own districts kind of explaining their votes, that leaves a void for somebody else to come into your district and define you. So they're sending Tim Walz into some of these red states, some of these red districts, to kind of court, you know, maybe more moderate Republicans, saying, hey, these guys aren't, the Republicans aren't representing you anymore. And I think that's fair. However, I also think it's a little bit of political theater, and that it nobody is going to say, okay, well, the progressive governor of Minnesota is in Wisconsin now, or Nebraska, or another state. You know, I'm going to follow him. I don't think that's very successful. And, you know, you and I both live in the second congressional district. When was the last time Angie Craig had a town hall? The answer is...
And I don't know. Ever?
Yeah. Here's what I would say. The answer is, you and I don't know. She could have had one last week. People don't really pay attention to it. So that's not me trying to cast an aspersion on Angie Craig. But Angie Craig is extremely popular in our district, and you and I don't know what she's doing in town halls. So some of this is inside baseball, and it's political theater. And as we have seen, something that sounds good on Twitter doesn't mean that it's reaching regular Americans or regular Minnesotans. Mm-hmm. So I think this is Tim Walz wanting to increase his national profile, or at least maintain his national profile. And I think it'll be more successful in doing that than persuading anybody to stop voting for Republicans in their own districts, in their own states.
Okay, what has the reception been like at these town halls? You know, how are the people receiving him? Are they full? I mean, I've been down in Houston vacationing with my family. Just got back moments before the show. So, you know, they say you got internet on the plane, but you really don't. So I'm prepping for the show, but I really don't have a sense of how people are receiving him in these neighboring bordering states when he's hosting these town hall meetings. Do you have any idea how they're receiving him, Brian?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think I lost you a little bit. For your listeners, I'm in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, unfortunately. But I got you back.
I know.
Now.
We're both traveling today.
Yeah. I mean, here's what I would say. These rallies are not full of Republicans. They're full of Democrats, even in these other districts. So
okay.
I suspect there's a lot of people in these districts that are like, yeah, Tim, or yeah, Democrats. The Republicans are messing up, but if the goal is to get Republicans to listen, this is not how you do it. So remember, it's political theater, and it's only going to mean so much.
Okay. All right. Now, I know you got to go because you're traveling, but before you go, you know, they're trying to figure out what a state song can be for our great state of Minnesota. And I've had Lindsay pull all the songs that I think are should be considered as our Minnesota state song. And so we're going to be playing those throughout the show. But if you had to pick one song that represents the state of Minnesota, Brian, what would it be?
Well, obviously, I need to pick by Prince, but I'm going to go off the board and pick Funky Town by Lips Inc. because they are a Minnesota band.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute, Brian. I don't want to jeopardize our friendship here, but you have a chance to pick a state song. You not picking Prince. And wait a minute. Say this pick again so I know why I'm mad at you.
Funky Town by Lips Inc.
Funky Town by Lips Inc. Okay, Lindsay, we're going to have to find that. Okay, when was this song made? Who is this group? I need some details, sir.
You would know it. It's from the 70s and 80s. It's, you know, dun, 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 won't you take me to a funky town?
Yes. Okay. Because we're a funky town. We're known for our sound, our funky sound. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm getting it, but I'm not with it. So I'm not angry with you.
Lindsay only gave me a minute, so.
Well, I'm going to give you a minute to get back on the road. Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy, joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Safe travels, my brother. We will see you soon.
All right. Thank you. Sorry for the bad connection.
Oh, you are great, and y'all are great for sticking around. Stay in tune. Don't go anywhere. More of the Shaletta Show when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yes, that is J.D. Steele from Minnesota's First Family of Gospel, the Steele family. You know, they're trying to pick a state song. The legislators are trying to pick a state song, a song that represents our state. And, you know, when I think of music in the Twin Cities, I think of the Steels. I mean, they are our premier family for gospel and Christmas and uplifting. I mean, you got JD, you've got Javita, you've got Billy, you've got Geraldine and Fred. And, you know, they are a powerful group together. But, you know, they are all individually great singers and they are doing backup on everybody's music. Billy is the artistic director for the Sounds of Blackness. JD is going all across the world, including Africa, engaging young people in music. And so, you know, if I had to pick a song that represents Minnesota, you know, right at the top of my list would be this song by J.D. Steele. Because, you know, the one thing that, you know, I can say about Minnesota, you know, they say Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love. I don't know who came up with that, because all you got to do is go to one of their football games and then go out into the street after the game and they are fighting and cutting and cussing each other. There's no brotherly love. Even when they win the Super Bowl this year, they still out there fighting. They still out there shooting. Even at the parade, people died. I'm telling you, nothing against Philadelphia. I know one of Sean's best friends, Art Alexander, the CFO of the Minnesota Lottery, is from Philadelphia. He was with our family for Christmas. We bought him a Jalen Hurst jersey because he loves Philadelphia. He loves football. He loves his team and his city. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at him on TV. I do not see brotherly love. And so, you know, I think that we should recast Minnesota because, you know, we are just such a welcoming and loving state. You know, I don't know anybody who comes here and says that they came from another state and did not feel welcome. When I came here, I knew nobody. It was 2004. I did not know one single solitary soul. And people like Kevin Berger and Angela Davis and her husband, Deshaun, and, you know, CJ and so many other people, Lori and Julia and, you know, Cindy Bricado and Rob Hubbard and so many people, John Hanson, Elizabeth Reese, right here in the Twin Cities, Monica Doyle, Kate Bendale, Justin and Susie Pahowski, opened up their hearts and their homes and treated us like family. We raised our kids together. We got married. We invited each other to each other's weddings and receptions and celebrations for our kids. Darlene and Curtis Bell, Lindy and Anton Vincent. I mean, you know, and there was so much brotherly love. Sisterly love, so much warmth. And so, you know, when I think of brotherly love, I do not think of Philadelphia. I think of Minnesota. I have lived in six states, you know, being in television and radio. We move around from market to market. As you gain experience, you move to a different market. And so I've lived in six states, and that's including the District of Columbia. And I have never felt more brotherly love, more better love than I do in Minnesota. You know, and I just think that this song by J.D. Steele could be, y'all let me know what y'all think. Hit us up. But play a little bit of it again, Lindsay, because I think that this song really represents the spirit of our state and how we are so open and welcoming. Okay, that's Better Love. That's one of my picks for the song that we should select as our state song. That one written and performed by our very own J.D. Steele. And Lindsay, you know, I know Brian thought that Funky Town would be a good song, but I just believe if it's our state song, it should be somebody who does or has lived here. You can't be making a song for our state if you've never lived here. I think that you have to live here and understand and know the spirit of Minnesota in order to create a song that just really encapsulates who we are and what we stand for.
Maybe we need to have like a winter spent here minimum. What would that number be to be considered like legitimate Minnesotan, whether they're actively here or spent long term time here?
Okay, I think that at least two, because you might get a good one. Yeah. At least one of those two is going to give you a Molly Whopper. So I think that you should do at least two, because you know that last one that we had was mild. You remember last one? It was very, very mild. And this one is very mild as well. So maybe three. I don't know. Maybe three. But yeah, you got to be here. You got to know some folk. You got to be able to walk through the Skyway and not get lost and have to drop breadcrumbs. You know, I just think that you should have performed at First Ave, even at the side door entrance. If you are going to be creating a state song for the land of 10,000 lakes, you need to have boots on the ground and roots in the ground here with somebody should know you and your mama. You know, so we got some Minnesota songs coming up. We got some Minnesota artists coming up. We're going to be playing them throughout the show. But I want to hear from you, Lindsay. What's that number where people can call and text and let us know what they think?
Ooh, that's an excellent idea. That's definitely written down in here somewhere. One second. Can we have that after the break? I'm managing a lot of information here.
Hold on. I can find it because I always text Dan Cook and ask him what the backline number is. And so if I type in backline in my phone and Dan Cook, then it'll come up because I want people to weigh in. I want to hear from folks today because I want to know what you think our Minnesota state song should be. 651-461-9226. That's the number. 651-461-9226. Call or text us because we don't want to miss it. I've got Mint Condition coming up. I've got Prince, of course, little Bob Dylan. We heard from one of the Steels. Lizzo is on my list, but what's on your list? I want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. It's 12:32. It's the Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Legislators are looking for a state song to represent our great state, the land of 10,000 lakes. And I can't think of one better than Morris Day and the Time. Cool. It's cool here. It's cool outside right now. And we're cool people. We really are. We are such cool people. Folks come from all around the world to go over to Chanhassen and visit Prince's home. They want to see where the cool kids were playing. They want to go down to our cool First Avenue where they've seen that place featured in Purple Rain. And they want to see what's, you know, how cool it is. You know, one thing people say when they come to visit Minnesota, whether we are having a Super Bowl here or a Final Four or an NBA All-Star Weekend game, or we've got the Special Olympics, When people come here, they say, you know, this is a cool place. You know, they are pleasantly surprised at all the cool stuff that we've got going on in this city, in the Twin Cities, as well as Greater Minnesota. And so I just believe Cool by Morris Day and the Time is a great song to represent our city, our town, our state. Okay. Now, I've got Crystal Porter. She is joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. We're going to be talking about an event that you won't want to miss coming up next week. But first, Crystal, before we talk about any business, girl, you have to tell me, if you had to pick, if Governor Tim Walz calls you today and said, Crystal, you get to decide what the state song is going to be, what would you select?
So I really thought about this, and I would have to say, and I do agree with you having the artist have to have lived in Minnesota. So I would say with the last 10 years that our state has experienced, I would say Controversy by Prince would have to be it.
Girl, you know what? If we had a prize for this, Lizzie, give her some claps or something, a ding ding, a bell or something, because baby, I didn't even think of that. If we had a prize to give away, I would have to give it to you. I'm going to have to go and look in the WCCO radio prize closet and get something for you. Girl, that is, girl, yeah, ma'am. Well, you know what? We just going to shut the whole radio show down.
From the Occupy Homes movement to, we could just keep going on. I don't even need to go.
Yeah. You don't even have to go 10 years back. You could go 10 months back. It's Controversy is still the winner chicken dinner. Girl, you done made me have to regroup. I'm not even ready for this interview right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe if you could play it later on the show, that'd be great. Because man, now it's just playing in my head, so man, it's been one. Let me tell you, it's been one. You know,
We can just shut it down right now. Go home, turn the lights off. That's it. That's it. If they don't pick Controversy by Prince, and you know what? From now on, after this interview, I'm gonna tell everybody it's my idea. I'm going on social media, I'm doing a newsletter, and I'm going to tell everybody, you know, I was thinking, and I believe that.
It's yours. You can take it. That's fine with me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, we are having fun on the radio, and if you want more of this fun that Crystal and I will be having, you want to come to the West Broadway Business and Area Coalition's annual gala. It is happening on Friday, March 21st. I don't know what y'all are doing Friday night, but you need to come and hang out with us a fun time, a worthy cause, a great, great celebration of some amazing business owners in North Minneapolis who, despite the odds, have gone from surviving to thriving because of your organization, the work you do, how you hold them down, how you bring them together, how you make sure that they have access to services and resources and infrastructure so that even in the worst of times, when controversy is swirling all around us, they can keep going. So I want to first of all back up, because I need everybody to know about the West Broadway Business and Area Coalition, because this may be the first time that some folks are hearing about y'all.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're technically a business association. And a lot of people, when they think of business associations, they think of, you know, a good old boys club, you know, hanging out, going to have happy hour together and elbow rubbing. But we go much deeper than that. And that's because of, you know, historically, West Broadway Avenue has been overlooked by the city. And oftentimes we've had to just kind of figure things out for ourselves. And so we serve the community along West Broadway Avenue in a very deep, deep way. And so, you know, yes, we do, you know, provide, you know, happy hours, right, for the business owners to network and hang out. But we provide them with pretty much everything they need in order to be able to not just survive, but also to thrive as a business. And I mean, down to public advocacy, if there's something going on and they just don't have the time to speak up for themselves in a public hearing or write a letter to their legislature, we do that for them. As far as keeping the avenue clean, last year we invested over 600 hours of cleaning up the avenue, picking up 9,000 pounds of trash off the street to make sure that the street is beautiful. We've invested $50,000 in hanging planting baskets across the entire avenue on the light posts, which you normally wouldn't see in communities like ours. But we deserve what 50th and France has. We deserve the same thing that every other business corridor has. So we were willing to make that investment. And you know, we've even created a multi-employer 401k plan, because a lot of these businesses have served our community for decades and they get to a point where they can't run their business anymore and they never put anything up for retirement for themselves or their staff. They just didn't have the money or the time to invest in setting up a 401k plan. And so now we've got people who have served us in our community, served all of our goods and services when other businesses wouldn't even think about coming to our community. And they end up having to just live off of Social Security and live in assisted low-income housing. And I've seen it happen. And so when I came into this position in late 2022, I said, I want to make sure that the businesses along the avenue that have been serving us for all of this time, they are able to have a happy retirement and their staff has the option of that as well. And so I wanted to make sure that we set those things up and make sure that the businesses are insured. They have access to insurance. You know, people don't think about that when they think of, you know, walking into their favorite business. But a lot of the businesses on West Broadway cannot get insured. We have a very short list of maybe three agents in the entire state that will work with a business on the avenue to insure these businesses. And it does not reflect our situation now, because our crime is lower than it's ever been before in the last decade. Mm-hmm. It is clean. It is well kept. It does not reflect what people have been saying about us in the media. And we're just a beautiful avenue with beautiful people. It's like a family. And, you know, we're trying to catch up to what, you know, in our last census, people, you know, they have this view of North Minneapolis is low income. And actually, you know, if you look at the last census, actually, we're more of a middle class community. And, you know, we got to catch up to the amenities, need to catch up to what the reality is. And so we're working to make sure that happens.
And you are not able to do this in isolation. You need the help of the entire community, not just the businesses on West Broadway, not just your team. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, you know, you can be the change that you want to see. You can be part of the solution and not sit back and talk about the problem. So when we come back, Crystal and I are going to play Controversy. Lens is going to play Controversy. And then after we listen to a little bit of Controversy, we're going to talk about how you can help continue to make West Broadway a thriving hub for commerce, culture, and community by going to this fundraiser. Minnesota has not been without controversy in the past 10 years. Shoots, the past 10 months. We can go back 10 days. There's always some drama in our state, which is why Crystal Porter said that if she had to pick our state song, it would be Controversy by Prince. And, you know, folks have been chiming in, Crystal, with all the suggestions, sending us messages and calling in at 651-461-9226, letting us know what they think our state song should be. We had a caller who said Sunshine on My Shoulder. And then Reverend Mark Anthony Dawkins from Progressive Baptist Church said it should be Optimistic by the Sounds of Blackness. Now, that's a good one, too.
That one's real good.
So keep those suggestions coming in. We'll see if anybody can top Controversy, because I think right now Crystal is winning. We have no prize to give away. But I believe with Controversy, she is winning. So we want to hear from you. 651-461-9226. That's the number where you can call or text and make sure you leave your name and what city you're from so we can give you a shout out. Now, Crystal, before the break, we were talking about the West Broadway Business and Area Coalition and the work that you do to make West Broadway just a cultural hub for commerce and community and all the work that you have been doing to build that area up so that businesses can thrive and grow and new entrepreneurs can want to plant seeds and grow right there in their own community. They don't have to run out to Edina or Hopkins or you know, anywhere else, Shoreview or Roseville. They can build a business, a successful business right there in their own community on West Broadway. But you know, they can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. We need other people to join us in these efforts to make that area, maintain that area and make sure that they're successful. And so you've got this annual gala coming up on Friday, March 21st at the Capri Theater. Talk to us about the fundraiser, the gala, the lineup. What's going to be going on that night?
Oh, goodness. We're going to have a good time, really. If you want to get dressed up, you want to hang out and meet some awesome people and just have a good time, I highly, highly recommend you come party with us this Friday. The cocktail hour is actually starting at 5 o'clock, and it will go till 6:30, 6:40, and then the event actually starts at 6:40. We are going to have Bobby Joe Champion, our state Senate president, will be there. Mayor Jacob Fry will be there. We are going to be catered by the Bougie Waffle, and that won't just be waffles. There's going to be some really great bites, like steak bites and salmon bites. I mean, the food is going to be great. We'll have two bars. And actually all of the beverages are donated by a local business as well. And then Quiet Cat Bakery. If you haven't heard about Quiet Cat Bakery, I guarantee you are going to be so impressed. Google her, look her up on Facebook. This woman is an artist when it comes to baked goods, cakes and cookies and everything. It's going to be a really great time. I really am excited. We've got the Capri Big Band that's going to be playing, as well as some local artists that will be performing as well. And I don't want to spoil too much, but I want you guys to dress up and come by. If you are somebody that actually believes in supporting people, becoming self-sufficient, and creating jobs for communities that need it and want it the most, I want you to come party with us. You can have a good time, but also you can party for a good cause as well.
And bring your pocketbooks, because this is a fundraiser. There's a silent auction. They've got a luxury twins suite experience with a lot of tickets, and then a special post-game concert that day. They've got a gourmet dinner up for auction, private tastings, an original custom-made painting and framing. You know, so many things that you do not want to miss. And they've got, of course, the best MC in town. Girl, that's me. I can't wait. I was working on my vacation last week, meeting and going over everything, because I want the night to be just right, because I want to raise as much money as we can possibly come up with to help you continue to help businesses in West Broadway do their thing, thrive, feel good about their community. It is just amazing to see. Sometimes I just ride down there and I see the plants and I see the businesses and I see people going in and out, and I hear those doors chiming, and you know, it not only you know, gives them hope, but it gives the next generation of entrepreneurs hope. Okay, before you go real quick, tell people where they can get tickets.
So you go to westbroadway.org, and that's the first thing you'll see. You can register and get a ticket. I recommend you register today, because after today the ticket prices go up $10 more. So just go to westbroadway.org now, get yourself a new friend a ticket, and come join us and have a good time for a good cause.
Yes, yes. And come and hang out with me. When you get there, hug my neck and say, I got a ticket because I heard them on CCO Radio. You'll hear more of the Shaletta Show on CCO Radio when we come back. Stick with us.